from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. This is our Colts. Whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the Broncos. Let's show them who the real horse is. This is our team. Go Colts!
What the hell was that?
That was Cody Tapp is a Colts fan.
Wow, that was awful.
That was audio of a Colts fan singing his new Colts team song.
He wrote that for a preseason game,
sure,
too.
Yeah. And he did a nay at the end of the song.
Can you play that again? I mean, that's really good. I mean, let's hear that again, please.
You think it's really good?
Yeah, like it's good.
This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. This is our Colts. Whether win or lose, love them. For the shoe, beat the Broncos. Let's show them who the real horse is. This is our team. Go Colts!
Was this played in the stadium before the game? Like, where was this song played? Because that was
in his mother's basement.
That's that's incredible. And if you're writing a song about a preseason game, you probably you're a loser. I'm just gonna put it to you that way. Okay, like you are. Like, this guy was probably waiting for this game because of the Manning connection, I guess, or whatever the case. I'm looking at this guy right now. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, he made it before the preseason game.
I mean,
you're making a song for a preseason NFL game, pal.
So now I need to know, boy, is he going to do a song every week like that?
God, I hope so.
I really do.
I mean, we're going to have to start monitoring this guy.
Yeah, I'll just follow him on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That was really bad and sad in so many different levels. It's preseason football, bro.
Somebody says on the text line, the best line is, let's show them who the real horse
is.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Show them who the real horse is.
Do it for the shoe.
Play it again.
Okay.
Play. This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. This is our Colts. Whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the Broncos. Let's show them who the real horse is. This is our team. Go Colts!
That guy was living and dying on every play in a preseason game, wasn't he?
Yeah. That guy, somebody thought that was Howard Dean.
Yeah, that guy did not allow his mom into his room while he was watching that preseason game, did he?
Mac and cheese and nuggets are ready.
I mean, look at the setup that this guy has, too. Mm-hmm. You know, in his room, he's got one of those lights like he's going to be on television, and he's got like a green screen thing going on. And
would you rather see NFL kickoff rule continue or that guy continue to sing a song?
The NFL kickoff rule continue, actually. This guy's disturbed.
So is that rule.
This guy is singing about a preseason game, bro.
Oh, my God.
This isn't the Super Bowl. This isn't like a regular season, you know, great song or something of that nature. This is a really bad version of something. I don't know what that was. Do It for the Shoe is like really bad, man.
I mean, if Nike's smart, they go get that and trademark it.
I mean, you know, you tell them who the real coach is.
Real horses.
Real horses, I mean, yeah.
Real horses.
That's nothing as good as this.
Texans love the game of football. Down here, the game is big, and it's raw. So grab a chair and sit a while, and enjoy the game. Texas style. We are the Texans, the Houston Texans. Big Texas skies, big Texas pride. Go Texans, go, and we'll fight. Fight like Texans. Hail to the Toro, the red, white, and blue. Everybody, we are the Texans, the Houston Texans. Big Texas skies, big Texas pride. Go Texans, go! And we'll fight, fight like Texans. Hail to the Toro, the red, white, and blue.
There you go. That's a song.
Nice.
That is a song.
Mm. Somebody says $1,000. Says Jim Irsay wrote that when he was high and then paid this poor guy. Winner in the clubhouse right now.
Oh, man. God.
That is terrible. Speaking of terrible, what's our level of concern, boys? And text line 913-586-7610, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Level of concern, 1 out of 10 with the Hollywood Brown injury over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it a 7.
You're that high, huh?
Yeah, because I'm just worried the guy's injury prone. That's okay. One of those injuries where it's in a very brutal spot for any sort of athlete. You think about how you use your arms as a receiver, how you use your arms to get open, the right. Contact constantly just pushing and shoving, and it's that... I don't want to try to butcher the name, but it's basically the collarbone injury, which is, they said it might not be broke. It might just be whatever. I don't know. 4 weeks looks like the common theme of the injury length of time. But there's a couple of reasons why it's a 7. I have been around Bob a lot lately, and there are times where I think that the script could actually be true at times. And my biggest fear, and the reason that's a 7, is because I think that we have to be real. There is some sort of looming suspension that a lot of us think could happen with Rashee Rice. You just lost Hollywood Brown. The first two games of the season, possibly. Ravens, Cincinnati. This, to me, is now where the NFL comes out, and they're like, Jordan Addison suspended games. Rashee Rice is suspended 5 games. And then you appeal. 4-game suspension. Now you're without Hollywood Brown and possibly without Rashee Rice if they do suspend him. Again, I don't know any information about that. I'm just playing the devil's advocate role here of like the what could possibly be the level of concern. You're without Hollywood Brown, you're without Rashee Rice for the first 2 games of the season where you're playing Baltimore and Cincinnati. Level of concern right now is a 7.
Well, I'm not that concerned because I don't believe Rashee Rice is going to get suspended. I know people want to just like all of a sudden throw that out there. The court date's not till December. And secondly, what are we suspending him for? I mean, speeding and leaving the scene of an accident, is that a warranted NFL suspension? I don't know. I'm talking out loud. I don't know what the league, you know, is going to do about that. And everybody that I've talked to, you know, that knows and has an idea of what's going on, like, we haven't even heard from the league on this one. Like, so people, I think, are moving on from that and just going to wait to see, you know, how this court thing plays out and what happens on December 9th. I mean, what if he goes into court and he's cleared on everything? Then there's no reason to suspend him in the NFL. Ugh. So I don't think that is going to be a factor this year. I'm the only reason that I have a little bit of concern in all this is because Hollywood Brown is injury prone, right? Mm-hmm. And here we are first play, he goes down with that broken collarbone. And so I think they can be fine offensively without him. We saw last year without wide receivers that the Chiefs were able to go out there and win football games. I think their crop of wide receivers is a lot better right now, even taking Hollywood Brown out of the equation, than it was a year ago. I still think Xavier Worthy is going to be good. Rashee Rice is a year older. I think Mecole Hardman's going to be good. I think it's an opportunity as well for obviously Justin Watson's going to make this team, but an opportunity for a guy
Watson,
like
yes!
Sky Moore or you know, or Remigio or somebody of that nature to kind of up their game, because here's an opportunity. Like they may have been looking at this as like a crowded room for a while, you know, and now all of a sudden somebody's out of that room. So there's an opportunity out there, and I'm excited for those guys who have that opportunity now to make this club, to see what they're going to do with that opportunity, both in practice, but more importantly, what they do on game day. All of a sudden, you know, maybe Sky Moore makes this team where maybe he wasn't going to make this team. And then when Hollywood Brown comes back and Sky Moore's playing well, you're not going to get rid of Sky Moore. You're going to find somebody else to part with on that roster. And maybe you keep an extra wide receiver. So I think it's an opportunistic time for a lot of those guys. And we've seen Patrick Mahomes win by trading Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill had the same injury. They still won. And they won last year with no wide receivers. I'm confident that the offense is going to be just fine. Probably not as good as we would have liked it in the first couple of games. But there's a lot of positives to look at and things to take away. We're like, I'm not, you know, ending the season because Hollywood Brown got hurt.
Would Justin Ross be a name maybe you think could step up?
Maybe.
Had a nice catch Saturday.
Here we go again.
I'm just saying.
It's open for everybody, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I'm 3 or 4 level of concern. 3 or 4.
Yeah.
That's fine. I mean, definitely a little concerned, like
little
you,
bit,
Bob.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, not overly concerned. And I still think like 3 and 4 may be too high of a level of concern.
Yeah.
But 1 or 2, I'm kind of like, maybe a little bit too low. So 2.83 probably.
My thing is just like, he was the most polished, 2.83, that's it. He was the most polished receiver, best route runner.
Yeah,
right? So it's just like,
yeah,
it's frustrating.
You don't like to see it, but if anybody can recover from this, it's Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Right, and we say injury prone for Hollywood Brown. He's played 16 games, or started 16 games once in his entire 5-year career. He started 14 twice, and then it's 10 and 11 due to obviously other things as well, rookie year or injuries. But again, I'm concerned because this is one of those injuries that you have to wait until it's fully healed. And I know they're going to do their due diligence and work with him, but it's just like one of those things where like he can come back and then go for a catch, get hit. And then it's like, oh, there's that shoulder again. Then it's like, he's out for the entire year. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think it's great to have different discussions and concerns and levels of concerns, but it gives me concern because I'm wondering if there will be the time that comes with the Rashee Rice suspension plus the injury to Hollywood Brown. Then all of a sudden it's like, all right, so your top three rookies your top three receivers, one's a rookie. Now, again, I'm with the text line a little bit into this as well. It's like maybe this gives Xavier Worthy a little bit more push. Maybe this is where they go back to camp and it's like, all right, we're without Brown. We got Xavier Worthy. We have Rashee Rice. Let's just play with what we know that we have going forward. And then now maybe you see the advantage to Xavier Worthy. Be like, okay, this is my time to shine. I've got to step up and show that I can get trust with a quarterback, because we saw it was like week 8 or 9 last year when Mahomes really started to be able to trust Rashee Rice. And then the rest was history. They started connecting all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get Xavier Worthy, a different receiver than Rashee Rice, right? A little bit smaller, a little faster, a lot faster.
A lot faster, yeah.
You have you might have something there. So 7 still standing on that hill, but I think that could go down a little bit more when we see like what we can see develop in camp or what we can see in the next preseason game, which will be here in Kansas City, I believe, at 3:00.
Well, I also think too, though, this is the beauty of having Andy Reid as your head coach.
True.
Because when was the last time you saw Andy Reid stress over an injury situation? My God, they lost Patrick Mahomes in the middle of his season, right? And they went 2-1 and they were just fine, right? Like they lost Patrick Mahomes in a playoff game. Gentleman comes in, goes on a 99-yard drive and leads the team to a touchdown, right? Like this is a team that, because of who their head coach is, understands, look, injuries are going to happen. And the worst thing you can do is sit around and dwell about something like an injury, right? Because if you sit around and dwell about it, you're not getting better. You're not figuring out ways to get around it. So they just don't let it become noise. Andy has done an unbelievable job throughout the course of his career of not letting those distractions take over. And we've seen it right here in Kansas City, Dusty. Like every year, seemingly, there's an injury. It happens in the NFL. Guys get hurt all the time. And if you sit there and you let it bother you and you can't get past it, well, then you're not going to win football games. They've just got a dynamic way of getting past these things.
610 Sports Radio, KCSB, Kansas City, WDF, HD2, Liberty, and Odyssey Station. It was the preseason. There were certain things that happened this preseason, like the highlights that we saw, Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, all sorts of things. And we will always have to keep, you know, Bob's take.
Caleb Williams is not going to be a successful quarterback in this league. Book it.
Still believe in that.
Yeah, it's okay. A preseason game.
That's fine. I'm doing the same with Bo Nix. Bo Nix looked good. It's a preseason game. I could care less.
Yeah.
Guy's trash.
Bo Nix will be better than Caleb Williams this year.
Could be.
So what was your...
I mean, are we throwing that Rams quarterback away because he had four interceptions, led him to a touchdown drive at the end?
Stetson Bennett?
Stetson Bennett, yeah.
Yep. He's showing it right now on NFL Network.
There it is. Look at that. I mean, come on. With 3 seconds left, you connect in the end zone like that. You don't see that every day.
And Sean McVay looks like Jay Binkley when it's the kickoff for the preseason football season. But we did get to sit back and watch a little bit over the weekend, which was the brioche of the weekend. Mac, who was your brioche of the weekend when you watch preseason football for over 14 hours while you're at the house to yourself?
Yeah. That's open what you did house. This weekend. Mom leaves town, leaves him alone, and you watched preseason football.
Are you worried about your son being home alone? No. Preseason football's on. Yeah. He'll be fine.
He's got the NFL Network by his side.
Yeah, it's all good. Ordered a large pizza all by myself. And it was box fantastic.
Full awesome, yeah.
Box full of Kleenexes.
Yeah. God, it was a good weekend for you.
Wasn't mom, for the allergies.
Your mom's not coming home, and you're so excited about it. She's staying for an extra day in Texas.
Oh, yeah, I got a few more days. It's great.
Okay, good.
Brioche, easy for me. This is Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
He did all the things that we thought he could do. You know, at least I thought he could do. The improv, scramble, throw on the run, the accuracy, the poise, had that little flip pass when he was about to get hit for a first down, and that was a third down play. So, yeah, I mean, Caleb's got it all the intangibles.
You're brioche. Excited about him. He's your brioche.
He's my brioche, baby.
My brioche of the weekend is Bo Nix. He played great. Look at him, man. He played great for the Denver Broncos. They're thinking they got themselves a starting quarterback out there. I know it's preseason. It's all fool's gold, really, until you get out there and you see what happens in the regular season. So many guys in sports in the preseason, whether baseball or football, they look great spring training. They look great in the preseason.
Of their life.
And then the real stuff starts, and like players start trying, and they're like, oh God, I was overmatched. So it's going to be interesting to see which of these quarterbacks totally looks overmatched, because a lot of the young guys did look good over the weekend. Like Stetson Bennett looked overmatched in a preseason game. It doesn't toll well for him moving forward.
My brioche of the weekend, which is best of the best of the best, Trey Lance.
Oh,
interesting.
And here's why. Because I feel like Trey Lance put Jerry Jones in a fantasy. Because I don't know if you saw, but obviously Dak didn't play. Trey Lance played an entire game. He was 25 of 41 for 188 yards. He ran the ball six times for 44 yards.
Doesn't 188 yards seem low with that many low. Completions?
Well, with 25 completions. Yeah. Of course it's low.
Yeah, 41 attempts is pretty high for preseason.
It's up there, man. Are you showcasing him?
And that's what's going on is Jerry sitting in his little suite going, see, that's why we don't pay Dak.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last leaf. It's Trey Lance.
That's exactly right.
We're going to let this kid play. He was a first-round pick, and he went from nowhere, started, and now look at him.
He should never have been a first-round draft pick. COVID got him to be a first-round pick.
And praise be that he's in Dallas now after a trade from the Niners to Dallas, and now you have Dak Prescott. You have CeeDee Lamb, who is still not reported.
Oh, Jerry now saying they miss CeeDee Lamb is rich. Real rich.
I mean, it's great because now you just, and that's why it's so brioche of the weekend, because it's Dallas and Trey Lance has, you know, the entire game looks like he can play. It's obviously preseason rosters, but this is the sort of thing that I think Jerry Jones is going to be like, we'll be fine if Dak moves on.
Right.
No, you won't. We'll be fine if CeeDee Lamb moves on. You won't.
You won't.
And then we'll be fine if Micah Parsons wants to go be a DM for somebody else. You won't.
You won't.
And it's just interesting to me because this is where we are in preseason football. Like these three names. One of them we'll talk about in 3 weeks from now. and that's Caleb Williams. We probably won't talk much about Bo Nix because we already know Jared Stidham's going to be the starter.
That's what they're saying, but after that performance that Bo Nix had against the Colts, how do you not move him up the depth chart?
And you know that Sean Payton is a guy that likes to dabble in the cheat on my starter role. Like, okay, yep. Is it why? You know, you're going to see Jared Stidham be like, why were you in Bo? What, Bo Nix comes out of your office? Why was he in there for an hour? Ah, it's nothing. Don't worry about it. Come on in. Take a seat. It's like, I think we got an issue here. You love to see that quarterback controversy in Denver.
Sure.
Bo Nix, obviously a lot of people high on him. I tweeted at Mac and Drew Nixon. I was like, hey, here you go. He was, you know, whatever. But his completions and his yardage were also a little bit off-putting. Like he had what, like he was what, 10 of 15 for like 125 yards?
Yeah, I think it was even, a little less than that, maybe.
Less than that, 114?
Yeah, it was something like that, yeah.
10 completions, so he's...
11.4 yards of completion, that's pretty good. That's a first down every time.
Fair enough.
You'll take that.
I guess you have to see the air yards per attempt, but yeah, that's fair.
Do you think people are rooting for Bo Nix, or do you think people actually care?
I think it's a very polarizing topic, and I'm being serious about
that. That's why I ask
you. Yeah, no, I think it's either one side or the other. I don't think there's anybody on the fence right now. I'm looking at the text line right now. Of course Bo did well. He's 30 years old with 15 years of college experience, right? There's that side of the crowd. There's me who goes, hey, he milked his college career for all he could. You know, he got the most out of it. Good for him. Nobody ever wants to leave college and grow up. So he figured out a way to do that. There's also the Denver side of things here in Kansas City where you're not going to root for the guy, obviously, because he plays for the Denver Broncos, and we're hoping that Denver still hasn't found their next quarterback. I don't know if Bo Nix is their next quarterback, but I think I look at him and I think he's going to be good because of that age, because of where he is in life. He's not entering the NFL as a 22-year-old. He's entering, I think he's, 28 years old or whatever it is. He's entering in as a 26 years old.
Like my age.
So it's better than entering at 22. You have life experiences. You've been through a lot. You know what's going on. I think the dude's already married, if I'm not mistaken, right?
So
you know how to juggle that kind of stuff already. There's like not a lot of new with Bo Nix, and of course, coming from a football family as well, has that experience. So I think there's the opportunity for him to do well, but I think people are rooting against him because he is older and he's different. You know, it's
24.
Just, he's only 24.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. February 25th, 2000. But the thing about Bo Nix, if you take his career, he's supposed to be a stud at Auburn. Wasn't. Goes to another school in Oregon, has to play all these years. Finally comes out of Oregon. He's 24. Now this is just, I know 24 is very young, but by most time, the person is in the NFL at 24, they've already accomplished at least 3 years in the NFL.
And if you're in Major League Baseball, you're in Double A.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
But the thing about Bo Nix that I'm interested to see is...
Brock Purdy's 24.
Brock Purdy's 24? Yeah, and he's already been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, two NFC championships.
So that's the only reason I throw shade on Bo Nix is because I'm just concerned that, like, you know, if it didn't work out and he had to get older... Because, I mean, you think about being 24 years old playing against college kids. That's... massively an advantage.
Yeah.
Speaking of an advantage, Caleb Williams getting with one of the better quarterbacks of all time, or some would say the best quarterback of all time, with Tom Brady. Breaking news from the ML Football is what they tweeted. This is rookie quarterback Caleb Williams is now on Tom Brady's TB12 diet. He can no longer eat. You can look it up all you want. The two have been in touch as Brady has become a close mentor of Williams. Does this give you any belief, Mr. Fesco, that maybe this take is not going to be...
Caleb Williams is not going to be a successful quarterback in this league. Book it. Does it what now?
Does it give you any belief that that take won't live up to its truth?
Because he's eating kale?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. But, I mean, shouldn't you be, if you want to be successful, surrounded people with successful
sure.
people?
Sure, but, I mean, how much is Tom Brady, like, is Tom Brady there every day coaching him? Is Tom Brady going to play in a Caleb Williams jersey? Like, you still have to go out there and make the plays. You still have to go out there and make the decisions. You still have to go out there and adjust to the NFL. Like, all the kale in the world is not going to get you to the level of Tom Brady. I've tried.
I know people get tired of hearing this when it comes to Caleb Williams, and he makes those Mahomes types of plays. He did make a Mahomes couple type of plays in that preseason game.
Again,
he
preseason. Did.
Yeah, but I mean, it was starting versus starting. I mean, he was going up against Josh Allen and the Bills starting defense and starting offense, and he made a play where he did a fake handoff, rolled out to the right on the run, hit a guy on a dime 20 yards down the field.
Good. We'll see what happens in the regular season. I mean, I just don't make any judgments based on preseason. It's the most useless hunk of garbage that you can watch to try to make decisions on players.
It heightens your opinions and the ones that you don't care about. I don't care. It's preseason. But your opinions are like, oh, yeah, see, I'm right.
Right.
See, that's what you do. That's what everyone does.
Like, it's amazing how the game changes once the regular season kicks off. It's night and day different. Like, I was watching Sean McVay last night at his press conference for whatever reason, and he's talking about, you know, hey, guys got in some good work. They had fun out there today. I'm like, that's it. They had fun.
They had
out there
fun,
today, right?
Yeah.
Like, they had fun out there today. And, you know, for some of these guys in the fourth quarter that are trying to make a roster or something, like, it's important for those guys. I just can't, you know, sit here and go, oh my God, we learned so much from the preseason. We learned so much about these guys and who they are. Something happens when week one starts and everybody raises their level of play. It's a different style of football. It's faster. It's quicker. It's like, oh my God, this is the NFL.
It matters.
And so we'll see. Yeah, it does. It definitely matters. I think in the preseason, even if it is starters, they're just there to not get fun.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fine. They're just there to hopefully not get hurt, right? Like,
right.
That's why I can't sit around and make judgments on, oh my God, this guy's going to be wonderful, based on week one of the preseason.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.